Austin Conroy, Fixed Ops Director at Roarman Auto Group. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah, it's a pleasure. I'm excited for this conversation.
Yeah, me too. So earlier, like last week on LinkedIn, we saw a few great things that you guys were kind of prepping for and executing. And really, we want to cover two things today. One is the Purdue men's basketball meet and greet, but also we want to talk about how you guys invest so deeply in your staff. So the last 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you spent a lot of time with your staff. So just give us like a quick overview of what that's called, what that looks like, and also why you guys do that, Austin.
Yeah, so we have quarterly training summits in three of our different regions. So Chicago region has one, Fort Wayne, and then the Lafayette region, which covers Lafayette and Indiana here, or Indianapolis here in Indiana. We branded them as Roarman Recharge. So they're really a chance to get our employees out of the store. We're talking finance, sales, sales managers, general sales managers, service advisors, service managers, to get them out of the store for some really intense learning and then also some fun experiences around that too. Some music and games and tons of prizes. Like we had two pallets of prizes that we gave away. It's content that's going to help them be better in their jobs. And then also this one specifically, we did about an hour and a half on a DISC training. So the DISC personality profile.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anytime a dealer and a dealer group goes so deep to invest in their staff, even to the point where they do a DISC personality profile, like just so that you can continue communicating better and working better as a team, and really just understanding that at the root of it, it's really about communication and accountability and things like that. So it's so cool to see. Man, I would look at you guys as like a top leader in this, because there's no automotive group out there that will go do this on a quarterly basis, not even a yearly basis, but a quarterly basis. And invest this deeply in their staff. What are some of the positives that you guys see out of this? Like today is your first day back. So like, what are some of the positives you guys see big time from doing this with Roarman Recharge?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'll say is, you know, I think we've done a great job in just setting, you know, our mission statement of driving relationships, awesome experiences. We try to live that out, you know, and this is a perfect example of, you know, having that mission statement top of mind for us and just saying, what can we do for our employees? So I think you see a huge initial lift with all of the staff. They get a bunch of swag from vendors, but, you know, really they're able to pick up one or two key things that they can really take back to their store and learn. We also do these offsite, so they're not done at a dealership. Yeah, we had this one at a Courtyard Marriott. We had the other one at like a Purdue University. That's what we really want to get them isolated off of the dealership so that they really can focus on learning, the skills that we're trying to teach them. So.
Yeah, and it's interesting how you guys do this with your different regions, your different platform areas. So the one that you guys did this week, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday that you were involved with, what stores, mm-hmm. what locations did that include?
Yeah, so included our stores in Lafayette and then Indianapolis. So we have a Honda and a Hyundai store in Indianapolis. And then here in Lafayette, we have Toyota, Honda, Kia, Hyundai. Then we also have a collision center here too. So you can think about how many employees that entails. It's a big room and, you know, there's a lot to set up for it. But man, it's just a phenomenal time and people look forward to it now. You know, we always used to do trainings and it wasn't as big of an event. It was at a dealership, you know, people wouldn't show up because they were busy or they had to cover staffing or someone gets a phone call in the middle. They go downstairs to do a deal, close the deal. But, you know, this being able to get everybody kind of off campus, so to speak, and really be able to learn has been super effective for us.
Yeah. It's interesting how it makes a huge difference just going off site and kind of getting in like a new place and it's novel for everybody. And even just the point where you're not like at one store.
Yeah. And I think one thing I'll add to, you know, is we're still a family owned auto group. And, you know, I think what we've seen here, we get all the people from different stores together. Now what they do, it's easier for them to collaborate with each other too. So, I mean, we have service advisors that go to lunch with each other from different stores. Same thing with the salespeople, sales managers. So we've really, as a byproduct of this, created a culture, like a cross culture between dealerships. And, you know, we've really had a ton of good ideas and breakout sessions. And it's just really helped tie all the stores in together and really have that, you know, family-friendly feel.
Another cool thing that we saw from your group recently, Trey Roarman shared this real quick post about a Purdue meet and greet with the men's basketball team that you guys did. And I mean, based off what I saw, there were thousands of people that showed up for this, which is crazy. So give us a quick overview of what that was, what that looked like, what you guys gave out, and then also the general sentiment for the audience there.
Yes. I mean, again, going back to the mission statement, driving relationships, yeah. Awesome experiences. Like, this was an awesome experience and enabled us to drive relationships with the community. You know, Purdue had a phenomenal historical run to the Final Four this year. I was able to go to a couple games, and cool. You know, we love the team here in Lafayette, West Lafayette area. So does the fan base. So we had 6,000 plus. We don't have a great full count, wow. But you can see the drone footage that wrapped around, you know, acres of buildings out there at the Legacy Sports Complex. So it's a fun thing that we're able to do with our partnership with Purdue University, and you know, a lot of it from the different brands like Toyota, Honda. Able to provide advertising support to them, and then also, you know, just able to support the team so much. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, the players were so generous. We had the event slated to end at 7:30. They actually stayed till 8:30. And wow. Some of them stayed even a few minutes after that. So you think about, sure. You know, how busy they are and how much time commitments that they have with school and then with their athletic endeavors. You know, that really said a lot about the community support, and then just their ability to give back to the community and what they think of that. So,
yeah. Well, even just hearing about the experience, seeing the turnout, I know it's going to be really hard for other dealers or dealer groups to pull off something like this. But like, how did you guys do it? If you had a short step by step on how you guys pulled that off, how you made it happen, how you got 6,000 people to show up, like, how do you do that? Because that is a huge accomplishment to do it.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some events before. Obviously, it helps to have a nationally recognized university with so many alumni in the area to do an event like this. But,
yeah.
You know, some other ones, just try to support the community you're in. We have a huge trunk or treat event. We're going to be in our 8th year this October for that. We've done circuses. We've done summer concert series. But you're really just trying to think of creative ways to get people back and involved on your lot and not selling them a car. You know, it's more than just selling them a car. It's more than just servicing their vehicle. You're going to give them a chance to have an awesome experience that they otherwise probably wouldn't have. So that would be my encouragement. You just got to do it. You know, in the first year, you may have 20 people show up, you know, and you may have to take pictures from different angles to make it look like there were people there. But man, it's so worth it at the end of the day, you know, to pull your community together and not only for them, but also for your staff too. Like I mentioned before, it's another event that we had, you know, multiple of the staff volunteered. We had a little VIP line for the staff that they could go through and get some autographs. So again, just making it big and trying to support everybody.
Yeah. And I love how the root of it really is just creating a community event where people can just show up and have a great time. When you do it with that intent, like, that's when you create amazing events like this. It's mm-hmm. not like you're trying to push in a sales celebration for selling vehicles and you're trying to rebrand it as like a meet and greet. You literally are just doing it because it's a great event where people want to get together. They want to meet some players. And even then, the players, they probably feel like stars that there were 6,000 people waiting in line just to meet them and like get an autograph from them.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, and I think the traditional dealer mindset, you know, directors, executives, general managers, it's like, it's all about ROI. If I'm going to spend money, sure. I want a direct ROI for my investment. But man, I'm telling you, it's, you know, at the end of the day, is it going to pay off and we're going to sell more cars? Yeah, absolutely. Right. But
sure.
You know, I think it's so worth it to give back to the communities that you're in. And like I said, do something that's more than cars and more than servicing and selling cars.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely a more than cars moment. So mm-hmm. Austin, thanks so much for joining me today and sharing this story. Huge props to you guys for investing so much in your team, investing so much in your community, and just thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodi. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.